and you're listening to Aspen Public Radio's election coverage live as well. Good evening at 6:35. I'm Allison Bektesh. We're just about 25 minutes away from the polls closing this evening. Reporter Kristen Kay visited the Pickens County polling station at Grace Church in Emma earlier today to talk to voters about what's on their mind this midterm election. She joins me now in the studio. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Allison.
Happy Election Day.
Happy Election Day.
So you were talking to people who were voting today. What were you hearing?
Well, voters in our area obviously have a pretty long ballot this year, and there were a lot of different issues and races on that ballot that voters felt were particularly important. As far as local issues, lots of people mentioned the Valley's fire districts that are asking for funds in this election, and they tied that to the Lake Christine fire earlier this year.
Wow.
State issues that voters said they had their eye on were Proposition 112 about increasing oil and gas setbacks. And then voters talked about values, really, more than issues that were guiding them as they cast their ballots. A few people mentioned the environment and healthcare came up quite a bit, for
that
example.
That is interesting. Obviously, no particular issue just about those things, but those are on the ballot in some other ways through candidates and some of these state measures. Did people talk about national politics at all and how that might be influencing this election?
Yes. National politics and the Trump administration in particular were certainly on people's minds. Several people even said that this election is about the Trump administration, even though this isn't a national election year. I talked with Susan Hale. She says she really feels this election is about much more than the specific issues on ballots. Here she is.
The integrity of our political system is, I think, at risk, and I'm going to vote that direction, too.
I will say, though, not everyone said they were keeping an eye on national trends or results or the national picture. There were voters who really rejected that notion and said, nope, this is about our state. This is about our local issues.
Okay. We're hearing a lot about voter turnout and these emotions running high during the midterm. Did you talk to anyone who is a new voter, someone who hasn't been out for a midterm in a while?
Everyone I spoke with said they typically do vote in midterms. However, a lot of them said they felt like there was more energy and a lot more conversation surrounding this particular election. They were hoping that there would be a lot of new voters, even if they weren't new voters themselves. One woman specifically said she felt like more young voters were engaged in this midterm, and she was pretty happy about that.
Okay, so most voters in Colorado mail in or drop off their ballots. Was there even anyone there at the polling station?
It was pretty busy.
Okay.
I asked one voter actually who was there if he missed the kind of the days before mail-in ballots where people would show up early and maybe we would stand in line for hours. But maybe it felt a little communal, like a community event. He said definitely not. There were lots of reasons for people coming to vote in person today, the last day. One man said, look, I'm a dad of two pretty young kids. The mail-in ballot I got sent probably ended up in the recycling bin amidst the chaos. So he had to vote in person. I found it interesting. He mentioned he was a SkiCo employee and SkiCo gave people a few hours to make it to the polls today if they needed to. Other people were running in really quickly over their lunch break. I think the mood was pretty positive. Nearly everyone I talked to said they were feeling excited for this election, not nervous.
Those stand in the line days remind me of like Amtrak's or the old Southwest days, and none of us miss that.
Right.
It gives me goosebumps actually to hear that SkiCo was giving time off. People have suggested that there are other ways of going about elections, including things like having it be a national holiday, a government holiday where people get to go to the polls. That's great to hear. Kristen, thank you so much for going out and bringing those listener comments or those voter comments back to us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You are listening to live coverage from Aspen Public Radio. We're about 20 minutes away from polls closing. The most up-to-date results can be found on our website. We have a link there with every single race that you may have voted on, and you can see updates as we get those results. That's on aspenpublicradio.org right at the top of the website. In about 20 minutes, we'll take you to reporter Wyatt Orm, who's live in the Garfield County Clerk's office. And we will have updates. Of course, polls close at 7. We will have updates as soon as we can to you. You will be hearing from your local reporters every 15 minutes, and we go now back live to NPR with your national results. Thanks for listening.